stories were. We decided on the spot to make the Millionaire Theme Hour a recurring part of the show. So on one hand, I was faced with an endless stream of people who doubted they could become millionaires. On the other hand, I kept meeting more and more millionaires. I started to ask myself, if becoming a millionaire is as difficult as some people think, why do I keep meeting millionaires everywhere I go? That question got stuck like a splinter in my brain. I just couldn't escape it. Over time, I developed a passion to understand what makes the average American millionaire different from everyone else. And that passion led me into a massive research project resulting in this book. According to a study from the Spectrum Group's 2017 Market Insights Report, there are almost 11 million millionaires in the United States today. That's more millionaires than ever before. That same report, though, shows the number of people living paycheck to paycheck is on the rise, with 1 in 3 unable to cover a $2,000 emergency with cash. You may be surprised to learn that even some affluent two-income households are struggling to make ends meet. Well, what's going on here? How are there more millionaires than ever before and more people living paycheck to paycheck than ever before at the same time? What do the millionaires do that everyone else doesn't? And that's exactly what we set out to discover. The Ramsey Solutions research team and I recently completed the largest, most comprehensive research study of millionaires in history. The last major research project involving millionaires was Thomas Stanley and William Danko's landmark book, The Millionaire Next Door, which was originally printed in 1996. Stanley and Danko believed that everyday people, men and women just like you and me, could become millionaires. They put a spotlight on the typical American millionaire, and they realized millionaires lived pretty mundane lives. These were men and women who most people would never assume to be wealthy. The Millionaire Next Door radically reshaped our understanding of what millionaires look like and how they behave. And my research team and I wanted to know if those findings still rang true more than 20 years later. Over the past year, we have surveyed or interviewed over 10,000 American millionaires. We targeted people with a net worth of more than $1 million, meaning the total of all of their assets, bank accounts, and investments, minus debts, totals $1 million or more. Most of them, 89%, have a net worth between $1 and $5 million. The rest have a net worth well over the $5 million mark. We asked this group everything we could think of to help us get a crystal clear picture of who they were, how they acted, where they lived, and what they did for a living. I also wanted to know where their money came from and how long it took them to hit millionaire status and what their wealth meant to them. In the first half of this book, we will examine the most common myths that are perpetuated in our society about the wealthy. We actually asked millionaires to tell us what objections they'd heard over the years and why so many people believe it's impossible to hit the $1 million mark. Of all the arguments we heard, three key myth categories rose to the top. The wealthy didn't earn and don't deserve their money. The wealthy take big risks with their money. And the wealthy have a leg up in education and careers. Now, I'll challenge these assumptions with cold, hard facts based on research. As you read through these myths, many of the arguments will sound familiar. After all, it's what the culture has told us about millionaires. We can't get through one news day without reading headlines about how the wealthy are destroying our nation and how the rich are gobbling up the world's wealth for themselves. You'll be interested to learn, though, what millionaires themselves think about these things. Frankly, they think these myths are total garbage, and so do I. Once I debunk the main millionaire myths, this book will explore who these millionaires are and what enabled them to become financially independent. To do that, I'll unpack 5 key attributes about everyday millionaires that will show you how millionaires act, think, plan, work, and invest. You'll discover that millionaires take personal responsibility, millionaires practice intentionality,